In our story, there's an Israelite man who has two wives. And although it's not allowable for Christians to have more than one wife, in the time of the Israelites, it was permitted. Hear now the word of the Lord, as it is written in the first book of Samuel, chapter 1. And there was a certain man of Ramathaim Zophim from Mount Ephraim, and his name was Elkanah, the son of Yeroham, the son of Elihu, the son of Tohu, the son of Zuph, an Ephrathite. And he had two wives. The name of the first was Hannah, and the name of the second, Peninnah. And Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. And this man went up from his city from year to year to worship and to sacrifice to Yehovah of armies in Shiloh. And the day was, and Elkanah sacrificed. And he gave to Peninnah his wife and to all her sons and daughters portions of the sacrificial meal. And to Hannah he gave one double portion, for he loved Hannah, and Yahuwah had closed her womb. And her adversary, Peninnah, provoked her, even provoking her for the sake of making her tremble, for Yahuwah had closed up her womb. As often as she went up into the house of Yahuwah, thus she provoked her, and she would weep and not eat. And Elkanah, her husband, said to her, Hannah, why do you weep? And why do you not eat? And why is your heart sick? Am not I better to you than 10 sons? And Hannah rose up after eating in Shiloh and after drinking, and Eli, the priest, sat on the chair by the doorpost of the temple of Yehovah. And she was bitter of soul and prayed to Yehovah, and weeping she wept, and she vowed a vow and said, O Yehovah of armies, if seeing, you will see the affliction of your maidservant and will remember me, and not forget your maidservant, but will give to your maidservant the seed of men, then I will give him to Yehovah all the days of his life. And it was that she multiplied praying before Yehovah, and Eli kept watch of her mouth. And Hannah, she was speaking in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. And Eli reckoned that she was drunken. And Eli said to her, How long will you be drunken? Remove your wine from upon you. And Hannah answered and said, No, my lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. Neither wine nor strong drink have I drunk, but have spilled out my soul before Yehovah. And Eli answered and said, Go in peace, and may the God of Israel give your petition that you have petitioned of him. And she said, Let your handmaid find favor in your eyes. And the woman went her way and did eat, and her face was no longer sad. And they got up early in the morning and worshipped before Yehovah and returned and came to their house to Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah his wife, and Yehovah remembered her. And it was in the circling of the days that Hannah conceived and gave birth to a son and called his name Samuel, because I have asked him of Yehovah. And the man Elkanah went up in all his house to sacrifice to Yehovah the sacrifice of the year and his vow. And Hannah went not up, for she said to her husband, I will not go up until the lad is weaned, and I bring him in, that he may appear before Yehovah and dwell there even to eternity. And Elkanah her husband said to her, Do what is good in your eyes. And the woman stayed and nursed her son until she weaned him. And she brought him up with her when she had weaned him with three bullocks and one ephah of meal and a jug of wine. And she brought him to the house of Yehovah to Shiloh. And the lad was a lad. And they slaughtered a bullock and brought the lad to Eli. And she said, O my Lord, by the life of your soul, my Lord, I am the woman who stood up with you in this place to pray to Yehovah. For this lad I prayed, and Yehovah has granted to me my petition which I petitioned him. And also, I have given back what I asked of Yehovah all the days that he shall be, he who was asked of Yehovah. And they worshipped Yehovah there. And Hannah prayed and said, My heart triumphs in Yehovah. My horn is exalted in Yehovah. My mouth is enlarged over my enemies. For I am glad in your salvation. The satiated have hired themselves out for bread, and the hungry cease to hunger until the barren has given birth to seven, and she who has many sons languishes. And Elkanah went to Ramah unto his house, and the lad was ministering to Yehoah before Eli the priest. And his mother made for him a little mantle or cloak, and brought it up to him from year to year, when she came up with her husband to sacrifice the yearly sacrifice. And Eli blessed Elkanah and his wife and said, May Yehoah set for you seed of this woman in the stead of the petition which was petitioned of Yehoah. Then Yehoah visited Hannah, and she conceived, and gave birth to three sons and two daughters. And the lad Samuel grew up with Yehoah. Amen. And reading further in the teachings for the new church, we learn from true Christian religion about the love from the Lord that inspires people to have children and to care for them. It is the essence of love to love others outside of oneself, to desire to be one with them and to render them blessed from oneself. The first essential, which is to love others outside of oneself, is recognized in God's love for the whole human race. The second essential of the love of God, which is a desire to be one with others, is recognized in his conjunction with the angelic heaven, with the church on earth, with everyone there, and with everything good and true that enters into and constitutes a person and the church. Moreover, love viewed in itself is nothing but an endeavor towards conjunction. Therefore, that this aim of the essence of love might be realized, mankind was created by God into his own image and likeness, with which a conjunction is possible. The third essential of the love of God, which is to render others blessed from himself, is recognized in eternal life, which is the endless blessedness, happiness, and felicity that God gives to those who receive into themselves his love. That such is the nature of divine love as known from its sphere, which pervades the universe and affects everyone in accordance with the state. It especially affects parents and is the source of their tender love for their children, who are outside of themselves, and their desire to be one with them and to render them blessed from themselves. This sphere of divine love affects not only the good, but also the evil, and not only people, but also birds and beasts of every kind. What else does a mother think about when she has brought forth her child than uniting herself with it, as it were, and providing for its good? In general, this universal sphere especially affects those who receive within themselves this love of God, who are such as believe in God and love their neighbor. Amen. Here end our lessons. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it.